Now, it is National Reconciliation Week this week, and it just so happens to fall during an election campaign. So why does it seem that our pollies have been largely silent on Indigenous issues? We hear about bridging the gap and doing this and doing that, and former Prime Minister Tony Abbott was the Prime Minister, the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, yet we really haven't heard much, if anything, this particular election campaign. And as this is Reconciliation Week, I thought we'd have a look at it. Joining me on the line is Professor John Altman from Deakin University. Good morning, Professor.
Yeah, good morning, Jamie.
So just to kind of set us up, what is Reconciliation Week?
Well, Reconciliation Week was established in 1996, that's 20 years ago. And we had a process of reconciliation in Australia that was part of federal legislation, actually, the Council for Aboriginal Reconciliation Act. And so what the process was about was seeking reconciliation between Indigenous and other Australians by the year 2000. But a lot of these targets, like closing the gap that you referred to, weren't met. At least there isn't a sense, I think, that there is a true reconciliation between Indigenous and other Australians. So that's an ongoing process that for a week between the anniversary of the 1967 referendum and the High Court, the anniversary of the High Court decision in the Mabo case, we focus on Indigenous issues. And as you say, quite rightly, the major parties have actually had very little to say on Indigenous policy issues.
See, I suppose one of those things that during the Howard years, we weren't expecting a lot more. There was a lot of disenchantment from the electorate in regards to Indigenous issues. Kevin Rudd comes in 2007. We have the apology. We're expecting great things to come of it. What happened? It's disappeared off the radar, it seems like.
Well, I think it did disappear off the radar. I mean, it is interesting that in 2007, during the election campaign, Indigenous affairs was one of the top two or three issues. But I think that, there's just been a disappointment that many of the issues that Indigenous Australians face are terribly difficult. And, of course, political parties want quick fix solutions, and probably the electorate gets a bit of compassion fatigue if things don't seem to be improving. But I do think that what I do need to highlight is that during Reconciliation Week, the Australian Greens have released a social justice framework that really, I think, sets the benchmark for the two major parties. They've really looked at a whole range of measures that I think would be very welcome by Indigenous Australians, not just in relation to reconciliation, but also in relation to recognition and issues around sovereignty.
So you mentioned that the Greens have released a policy this week during Reconciliation Week. What are some of the aspects of that?
Well, look, one of the really, really important aspects of that policy statement is the return of $556 million in funding for key services to Indigenous community organisations that was unfairly cut, in my view, during the 2014 hockey horror budget. They're also going to fund a National Indigenous Representative Organisation, the National Congress of Australia's First People. So we will see proper representation for Indigenous people rather than having the current advisory arrangement that these people appointed rather than elected. They've also set a national justice target so that we actually address, the appalling gaps in incarceration rates we see between Indigenous and other Australians. And I think also really importantly, the Greens want to develop a plan to implement the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and to provide some funding for that. And what that means is that we'll start seeing the treatment of Indigenous people in Australia sort of replicating, some of the more successful comparative situations in countries like Canada and New Zealand and even the United States, where I think Indigenous peoples get a much better deal than they do in Australia.
If you've just joined us, I am speaking with Professor John Altman from Deakin University about Reconciliation Week, which is this week. It is during an election campaign. So, John, what have we heard from the major parties so far in regards to Indigenous issues this election?
Look, we've heard very little so far, and I guess they're both probably going to announce more because their strategy seems to be to trickle out announcements rather than making holistic ones. But the Turnbull government has announced that it will support Indigenous business. So in some ways, what they're looking to do is replicate their overall strategy to support the big end of town by supporting Indigenous small, medium and large business with the expectation, I guess, that there will be trickle-down benefits to other Indigenous people. The Labor Party, on the other hand, has focused very much on education with a $100 million commitment there, and they've also committed, I think, very importantly, to support Indigenous community-based ranger groups with a commitment to double the number of Indigenous people who are working on or in the Indigenous Protected Areas Program, which is a program that sees 72 Indigenous Protected Areas that cover almost half of the Australian conservation estate. And, of course, the Greens are also matching that because that was actually their... Initially, that was their proposal to Prime Minister Turnbull that the number of Indigenous people working on country be doubled.
Now, I suppose one of the other things, one of the other issues here is we're constantly talking about or we're hearing about, you know, closing the gap. What does closing the gap actually mean in tangible terms?
Well, that's a really good question because, of course, most of the closing the gap targets in relation to very important issues like life expectancy, child mortality, school performance, and really importantly, I think, getting people, you know, meaningful employment. And most of those gaps are actually couched in, you know, statistical terms at the national level, which is fairly abstract. And I think what's really important to recognise is that at the community level, those abstract statistics sometimes don't actually translate, you know, to concrete ways that people live. And at the community level, I think it's fair to say, particularly in regional and remote Australia, Indigenous people are doing it really hard. And they're, in fact, now probably in deeper poverty than they were when Kevin Rudd made that national apology. And part of the reason for that is that they've got this scheme in remote Australia, Indigenous Work for the Dole, that requires people to work 25 hours a week just to get their Dole payments, and they're living in places where, you know, basic foodstuffs are twice as expensive as in major capital cities. So increasingly what we're seeing is people really just working for the Dole and being, living in deep poverty. And I think that is something that really needs to be addressed by all the parties, but also only the Greens really seem to have a policy to listen to community voices.
John, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Terrific to talk to you, Jamie.
We'll have to get you on again. That's Professor John Altman from Deakin University talking to us about reconciliation here on 2SER Breakfast as we are part of this wonderful election campaign, or as Peter Harcher described it yesterday, the molasses campaign. That's how slow it is. However, yeah, look, nothing is really being talked about in regards to Indigenous issues, so it is a massive issue.